the lockdown. We're out of it now, which is good. Still some restrictions in place. But those tourism business operators, not just any business, but specifically the tourism ones, who are very prevalent here on the EP. We know how reliant we are on tourism businesses. Two examples. EP Cruises, based at Fowler's Bay, lost $25,000 in bookings because of the lockdowns. Then you've also got Australian Coastal Safaris, $26,000 lost due to the lockdowns. That's a lot of money to be losing for anybody. Doesn't matter who you are. $26,000 and $25,000, that is a lot of money. State government, to compensate these businesses, offered $3,000. Something doesn't quite compute. I appreciate that the state government has to support all manner of businesses across South Australia, but when you've got businesses losing $25,000 and $26,000 with a couple of hours' notice, and the government says, yep, okay, $3,000, here you go, that'll cover everything. I'm sorry, but $22,000, that's a lot of money. I just wonder who's making the decisions to offer the $22,000 makeup. Are we going to see that $22,000 made up? Maybe somebody has to mention what people are really going through.